Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, it's too much of a Tuesday. How much of a Tuesday? I hope I don't lose pay because I took off work today because I don't work on Tuesdays. Mark McConville. My name's Matt Gourley. I started this episode off rather poorly. Take it away so you can fix it and make it lots better.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pistol Shrimps Radio, the only internet podcast that broadcasts Pistol Shrimps Radio for the people of America and abroad. My name is Mark McConville, fake sportscaster.
My name is Matt Gourley, real American hero. Now listen, here's what we do here. We follow the Pistol Shrimps Women's League recreational basketball team around, and we call their games like a couple of legit sportscasters. We don't know what we're talking about, but we do sound like we know what we're talking about. Why? Just listen to the cadence of my voice.
Folks, we're sitting in North Hollywood, California at the North Weddington Gymnasium, the Brick House, the American flag super bag. Look, it's just a gymnasium, all right?
Yeah,
it's the rec center.
Right.
But it's the crown jewel in the LA municipal basketball scene.
That's exactly right. And tonight the Shrimps will be facing off against the LA Nail Clippers. Now, this is the start of their, what is this, like the
sixth
maybe?
Season? Seventh season?
Sixth or seventh season.
We don't really know.
And how many seasons have we been doing this?
I don't know,
there
Matt.
There are two seasons a year in basketball and podcasting.
Yes.
And they're like semesters.
That's a good way to think of it.
I think.
Why isn't it a bimester?
Semi, half.
Bi.
Yeah, they're
half.
The same.
Did you know bimonthly means every month and twice a month?
Yeah, I did.
It means the same. It means two different things.
That makes that a useless word.
We need more words.
We do. Well, doctor, call Shakespeare.
I got a bad case of loving you. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. So right now it's about 10 minutes to game time. The gym is filled with fans.
There are literally six people that aren't basketball players here.
We've got a scorer's table. We have a couple of scoreboards. One of them donated by the Studio City Dental Center because there's a sign. That's why I know that.
That's right. That's where all movie stars go to get their teeth hidden.
That's true. That's an absolute fact. Melissa McCarthy's Ghostbusters teeth, those were done at the Studio City Dental Center.
That's a truth story.
And a tooth story.
Look, Mark, here's the deal. It's been a long time. Maybe the biggest gap between seasons in Pistol Shrimps history. It's April 4th, the last time we did a basketball game. Well, the last time we did a regular season podcast was that end of the year wrap up in December in New York. But before that, it was probably early December.
Early December, yeah.
That's right. Now, we did do something to fill up the interim, and that is Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Virgin America Safety Video Minute, brought to you by Mack Weldon, pity the first-time listener. You can download that now, and what that is just a podcast done in the minute form, like Star Wars Minute, where they discuss something minute by minute, and we did the same for the Virgin America Safety Video.
I think that you could easily say it's one of the finest podcasts available, right up there with Planet Money, Jake's podcast,
Car Talk,
The 1 Hour Rub Around,
Warren Oldney's To the Point,
Fade Women,
Groucho Marx's You Bet My Life,
Orson Welles' Citizen Kane 2, I've been extricated to another country. Is that a thing you can get? Can you get extricated?
I don't know. Maybe, but Citizen Kane, Citizen Kane 2, persona non grata, crutch.
All right.
Look, I want to say something for the record. I'm well-fed, and I'm off sugar. Now, whether that means we're going to have a better or worse show tonight, I'm not sure. But it's a fact.
Now, Matt, I've heard a lot of times where a basketball player, and a professional basketball player, will play themselves into shape, meaning they'll show up for the new season out of shape.
Oh.
And they get in shape by playing games.
That seems like a risky proposition when that's your entire livelihood.
Well, I feel like you can't do that really anymore. But sort of famously, Shaquille O'Neal his late Laker days would show up after just a month or two of eating just square hamburgers from Wendy's.
Just having I think sex he was just with full game hens.
And he was just living at a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Just slurping down Frosties like... You know how Andre the Giant would have a can of beer and it just looked like a thimble in his hand?
Yeah,
that's Shaq with a Frosty.
It looked like he had one of those little V8 cans.
An airline tomato juice?
Yeah.
Well, I want to just catch up with you and just see where are you in broadcasting shape?
Oh, not good.
Really? You just straight away you're a overweight 320 pound Shaquille O'Neal. You're not a svelte 275 pound basketball machine.
Yeah, I don't know. At best, I mean, I've been keeping up on Iowa's there too, but I don't consider that broadcasting as much. It's not anything you have to do on the fly. Now we did these Virgin America minutes, which sort of got us a little bit back in shape. But other than that, this is it. We're running fry and blind.
We're frying blind.
It's not can be done. Not. And I mean that N-A-U-G-H-T. Let's talk about who's starting the shrimps here, because that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's the fantastic flying pistol shrimps. Taking a layup in the practice right now is Amanda Funbuns Lund, number 9, my betrothed. In fact, hey, Mark, in only a matter of, what, 3 or 4 episodes from now, you're going to have to take over with this on your own or with another person.
Yeah, I've thought about that.
God is your co-pilot, because we're going to be gone for a while.
Well, Matt, I did think about this, too. You know, you're only going to be doing basketball commentary as a single man for a limited amount of time.
Yeah, and then
so
it changes.
We really better get it in here.
That's right.
It's going to be a wild couple of weeks.
We should be clear that up until I get married, every single episode of Pistol Shrimps Radio has had a full stripper going at all times.
Yeah. In fact, Mallory's here tonight.
The fictional character from Family Ties.
Yeah, well, it's an actress. It's like a stripper actress.
Yeah, but that's her theme.
She's like a strip personator.
I had such a crush on Justine Bateman.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And then I saw her doing a crossword in a movie theater one time.
And then it really got you going.
It really did.
Oh,
that,
boy.
Like, tipped it over the edge. I was like, this is the woman for me. But it turns out it isn't, because, like I said, number 9, Amanda Funbuns Lund. Now, she's the girl for me. You seen a picture of my girl?
I have.
Let's go to battle now. I'm sure nothing will happen to me. Coming up for another layup here is Molly Hawkey, number 33.
We've got number 11, Tally Levy Crouch.
Next up is Coach DJ Busy.
Some fancy moves. Team Captain Maria Blasucci, number 16 for
That's
the Pistol
right.
Shrimps.
And Melissa Stettlers of Catan. And we would be remiss if we also didn't mention that Coach Vanger is here tonight. Now, you don't always get two coaches here each time anymore, because I think there's still some rule there can only be one coach. But both of them are here tonight. It's the start of the season. It's an auspicious evening. I'm very excited to get into some Pistol Shrimps action. Mark, how are you feeling?
I feel great, Matt. And you know who I think we forgot in our layup line is number 99, Jesse Thomas,
the
heart and soul of this thing.
I think I thought you said her.
Well, see, that's the problem when you and I both do the lineups of the people.
Yeah.
We don't. Sometimes I don't keep track of who you said.
You didn't say her?
I don't think so.
You're telling the truth.
I think
Mark.
The tape will tell the truth.
Look at me.
I don't know if I'm. I don't know.
Mark.
Poor Gullet will know the truth.
What?
Poor Gullet.
Okay, there's a great chance that this is Star Wars.
Bo Gullet will know the truth.
What is it from? You're saying a thing from another.
Bo Gullet.
What's Bo Gullet?
Bo Gullet.
Bowl Gullet.
Bo Gullet.
I don't know the
Save
reference.
Save the dream.
What the fuck are you doing?
Did you come here to kill me?
All right, is it James Bond? Matt, come on.
Mark, Borg Gullet will know the truth.
Okay, that's... Are we in a real wave of the future kind of spot here with you? Once upon a time, folks, Matt Gourley, an old friend of mine, he was just started... is that from... that's not The Aviator,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it is
Wave
the
of the, Wave of the Future.
Wave of the Future. Wave of the Future.
Matt also, yeah, for a long time, would misquote Michael Caine from one of the Batman movies by saying, burn the jungle down.
Burn the jungle down.
He never really said those words in that order.
But I was the one that corrected that for the record.
Right, but you also said it wrong for so long that the correction is almost just an asterisk. Just unprovoked, out, you know, getting a bite to eat, hanging out, whatever. Matt would just be burn a jungle down.
Burn a jungle
burn
down.
Burn a jungle down.
Oh, Gullet will know the truth.
Well, I'm never going to figure out what that's from, folks, and this
you
is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
You should know.
I probably should know. Do we have to do any business, Matt, before the game gets started?
Well, there's no copy uploaded, so we're waiting
to
hear
back. Are you sure? It is.
Oh.
We're ready to go. This is technology at work.
Okay.
But you have to do the...
Did they upload it?
Yeah, there's uploaded stuff to say.
Well, we'll see about that.
So why don't you... Because I don't know what you're looking at there.
Let me reload this screen.
Okay.
You folks, keep talking.
The teams are gathered at sort of the center court. Referee Curtis Mack is our referee tonight. And there's another guy. Oh, that's probably the coach of the Nail Clippers over there. He's got an actual Clippers jersey shirt on. Like
Mark,
the Los Angeles Clippers.
We love having great advertisers support our show. But in order to continue doing that, we need your help. So please go to podsurvey.com/shrimps and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little better. You can say weird, dark things, and it's anonymous and no one will know. You can reveal your darkest late-night secrets where you wear little primrose curtains on your face so that when someone comes knocking at the door, you draw them and say, oh, I can't come out right now. That way, we can show advertisers just how great our listeners are. Even if you've taken our show's podcast listener survey before, the current one is new and different, and so I'd love for you to take it all over again. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card, good for a new set of primrose face curtains.
You're going to need them.
Again, that's podsurvey.com/shrimps. Thank you for your help. That's all the business we got to do until halftime.
Matt? I'm into it.
What you drinking there, Mark?
This is just an iced coffee. I assume just like a 13-year-old kid went into the Starbucks where I went to get this coffee and undid the lid on the creamer.
Yeah.
On the half and half. Because I did the old whoop and the whole lid went right into my coffee.
You got an ocean of gush.
So I'm probably just drinking a whole bunch of parasites.
A lady at Starbucks tipped me off to what sounds like the most amazing thing. You take a refresher, like for instance the strawberry refresher.
Already not interested? Go ahead.
You order what's called a pink drink.
Oh, God.
And they put coconut milk in there instead of water.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I would have loved that with the now sadly deceased Valencia Orange refresher.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still thinking of trying that, although I'm off sugar for a little bit.
Did that lady try to get you to wear a pair of matching tennis shoes and then try to sell you some property on the tail of a comet? Have some pink drink. I'd be very wary of any sort of... custom Starbucks drink. You know, I used
like,
to work.
You know, the Bladen household has something called Quick Drink.
Quick Drink.
They got a little piece of like surgical tubing hooked up to their refrigerator water door dispenser, so it just hangs there all limp. And then they come up, put it in their mouth, slam on the thing where you put the cup, take a gulp, and just go Quick Drink. That's pretty great.
I'm sure that's covered with bacteria too. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio,
which is funny because James is such a germaphobe.
But yeah, there here's this just tube full of saliva. Just a petri dish of teenage boys.
If you heard that whistle, that means that you are listening with your ears.
And it's Pistol Shrimps basketball time here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
If you heard that whistle, this'll be the time of your lives because the Shrimps are taking the field. Your starting lineup tonight, Melissa Stetton.
Tally, Levy, Crouch.
Maria Blasucci.
Molly, Hockey.
And JT, Jesse, the Thomas.
For the Nail Clippers, 45, 21, 26, 31, and 11. They're all here.
This is going to be exciting. This is the official beginning of 2017 first
semester. I believe this is the first game
season.
Of the
first. See, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the early game.
They're not playing at multiple gyms this time again?
No, I don't believe so.
No kidding. Why, is the league back down to smaller numbers or
the
something?
League is pretty small. We're going to see the Nail Clippers, I believe, two more times this season.
No
But we're
shit.
Off to basketball. Clippers win the tip, and they have the ball out on the perimeter of the three-point line.
That's right. 31 penetrates the perimeter and then decides against that and then passes the ball to one of her teammates. You guys understand how basketball works? Well, just imagine it so we can talk about other things.
Great defense by the Pistol Shrimp. Score 0-0 here as they'll march down the court and try to take a basket victory.
Now there's Jessie Thomas. She's looking right at the top of the key. She goes right in, tries to pop it in, but unfortunately almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades and hand shoes and horse grenades and horse hair and hand.
Not even a minute's gone in the game, and Matt's mind is already out the door.
I got nothing. I don't need something. I sing to myself.
Hockey
the
intercepts
wee
a
hours
pass.
Of the night.
Just
to Jessie Thomas, who will she a point guard?
Yeah, Matt, she is a point guard. Ball goes out of bounds off of number 11. This is one of those cases where I think Tally Levy Crouch, number 11 for the Pistol Shrimps, is likely the shortest member of the Shrimps. Hockey puts
so.
Up a layup, no good. And 11 on the Nail Clippers might be the tallest player in the league.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So you got a tale of two 11s.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. 3, Stetton has some defense. So does Jessie Thomas. Tally Levy Crouch steals the pass. Referee Late Henderson just showed up.
Lake Henderson.
Late. L-A-T-E. Oh. Late Henderson.
You ever been to Lake Henderson?
Is that in Nevada?
It's near it.
Hey, 2 points for the Pistol Shrimps, and then Scorekeeper put up 4, and then now back down to 2. We have a triumvirate of scorekeepers.
I keep forgetting to look at the game.
Well, that's part of this, Matt. You do have to just sort of observe the game and tell people what's going on. Like, try it right now.
Bo Gullet will know the truth.
We got a foul, a jump ball.
Oh, jump ball. Catch the ball, y'all.
Now, of course, folks, if you're a big basketball fan, you know about the possession arrow. And that's what they use
possession
here. Possession arrow?
That's when you couldn't have any alcohol because Al Capone was getting syphilis.
Yeah, and he was just having a great time crating up gin in a back warehouse.
And Frank Nitti was getting gritty because Elliot Ness was making a mess.
You ever been down to the back warehouse? You can get yourself a brace or a new mattress, anything to help your back out.
Now, referee Patterson's bowline calls a toot-toot because something happened. Mark, what do you think happened?
That was likely a foul. It looked to me like Jessie Thomas was driving to the basket and someone impeded her progress, resulting in a foul.
Do you remember how last season we were actually sort of getting somewhat facile at calling basketball? All of that is gone for me.
Well, Jessie Thomas just went right down the lane put in a layup. So that's 4 points for the
Shrimps are looking good, though we're still waiting for the scoreboard to update. It has to go up to a satellite and then beam around the earth and come back down.
I'm not kidding you. There's 4 people sitting at the scoring table, and that is a recipe
there
for disaster.
Yeah, I think you're right because they're all going to talk.
Yeah, it's just like Chandra is going to be like, it's that button.
Did you see Smurfs 2 in 1D? It's just the whole movie's just a line.
Have you seen anything about that movie?
I guess the whole movie's just a dot.
But it solves the riddle of why is Smurfette the only female Smurf?
Why?
Because there's other
she
ones.
She killed
she's
all the
not,
other ones?
She's not. There's other females.
She hid them away?
There's other female Smurfs.
Where are they?
That's what the movie's about, allegedly, and I kind of
like
have a problem with it.
Quest for the female Smurf Village?
I think it's called Smurfs 2 Lost Village.
Because that's where all the women are?
I think there's women. There's just
a lot more
women Smurfs.
It's like Temple of Doom.
How so?
Well, it's mostly, I guess they took all the children from that village. Never
that's
mind.
Different.
Astute, eat, astute.
Would you say, Matt, you are a big Smurfs fan?
I'm a fan of big Smurfs. I like human-sized Smurfs.
I like to keep government out of Big Smurf and Big Smurf out of government.
I go to Blue Man Group because I believe they're just Big Smurfs.
You ever been to Blue Man Group?
No.
It's a good time.
Well, okay.
I've seen it twice. for about a month.
What
I think I wanted to be a blue man.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's make that happen.
I'm too chunky. Well, now I think I'm too old.
Why? What's age got to do with it?
With the second-hand emotion. Stop the clocks and the presses. Hanma Boogie just showed up.
Hanma Boogie just showed up. There she is. Hello. This is going to get good.
The ball's being passed around here. The Pistol Shrimps have it. It's 4-0, 14:45 on the clock. Inside pass to Tally Levy Crouch. She's wide open.
Oh.
She tried to pass out to Thomas for a three, and it was intercepted by number 21.
Almost intercepted back by Jesse Thomas. 21 will pass to 26, who will take a shot, and that'll be good for 3 points. Suddenly, I've got my jam back. You listen to me go right now, talking about basketball. Molly Hockey will inbound to Jesse Thomas, number 99, will take her time dribbling down the court. We've got ourselves a real basket of action tonight on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Thomas has the ball. Hockey sets a pick.
Oh, I took it from you. Only one of us can do it at a time.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We got a real Highlander scenario going on?
I guess, or Sith Lord. No.
There can be more than one Sith Lord, can't there?
There can only be two.
What?
Well, that's from the movies. You should know that.
Which movies?
Phantom Menace.
Okay, so shut your mouth.
Poor
I should.
Gullet will know the truth.
Is that what it's from?
Kind of.
Is it a Star Wars thing?
Yes.
Okay, I feel better. So I guessed right the first time. You just didn't tell me.
Come here to kill me.
Basketball's happening. Blasucci's on defense. So is Hockey. Stetton goes out and tries to pester number 26.
13:30 left on the clock. It's 4-2. Our Shrimps lead. Mark, you know what we watched last night?
TV.
That's right. Next subject.
You know what I ate today?
What?
Food.
Do you know what I breathe?
Air.
Nope.
Oh.
I breathe that liquid oxygen from the movie The Abyss.
Oh, I like that movie a lot.
I ain't seen it since. Oh, there was a bit of a scuffle there, Thomas and Trujillo. Now, I like the nail clippers that got their names written on the back of their
jerseys. That's helpful. And it seems like they're real names, because some of these teams, they'll do a bunch of fake names on the back.
That's right.
Like T-Blab or something like
T-Blab. That. T-Blab. Too bad you didn't say T-Bob, because then we could have talked about the cartoon mask for about 30 minutes.
Nothing stopping us from doing it anyway.
I still want to do a live-action remake of that where you play Alex Sector.
I'm into it. Though he is British, and I'm going to need an accent coach.
Okay, you got
it. I feel like I can do it, but I just need a little help.
His mask was Jackrabbit.
Jackrabbit on.
Jackrabbit on. He was definitely the gay one.
Oh, yeah.
That's not why I put you in that role. But.
No. But, yeah, when you watch it again.
Was he, because, you know, they'd show them when they get called on the mission what they're doing.
He was always
like antiquing or something.
Big shot here from the nail clippers. No good. The rebound goes directly to Tally Levy Crouch. Long pass from Stetton.
Brad Waters? What was his name?
Brad. I want to say it's Powers, Brad. But that's
he
not
was
it.
Always like windsurfing.
Brad Masters?
No. Brad. Brad.
Brad Milton.
It's something like all of them had real basic names.
Well, Matt, speaking of basic, we're basically rocking on here because here comes Amanda Funbuns Lund and Ingrid Walla, number 21.
Man. The cavalry is here, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't worry about no things. It's 6-2 with 11:31 left on the sea lock. And here we go. Gameplay. Now the LA Nail Clippers put in a couple of extra players as
well.
They
sure did.
Not extra, but new players.
Long shot from the Nail Clippers. That's no good.
That
it bounced around.
That is a popcorn rebound, to be sure. Another member.
Thomas is into these long passes. She's passing the entirety of the court at times.
Another member of the Clippers just walked in, and just when you thought they couldn't get any taller.
They sure do. I think the coach here just went out and said, who's tall and can ball?
And where did he go out and say that to?
Just the mall.
Who's taller than ball here at the mall? Why, I am, sir. I'm 12-foot Alicia.
I'm 7'1". My name's 12-foot Alicia.
That's right.
I'm a giant disappointment to my parents, but a hell of a basketball man.
But only
nice rebound by number 9, Amanda Lund.
Only because they're in the fans of the metric system.
Jesse Thomas will come and sort of tell Amanda Funbuns where to go, what to do. She's very bossy.
Yeah.
But that's part of the game. Well, nice shot, in and out, no good.
Is the point guard the person that sets up the plays?
Yes, this is the sort of the quarterback of the architect of the offense.
So that's in order, like Inception architect. Like she could turn this
the whole
basketball court 45 degrees.
All of these fans that are sitting on this bench, they're going to fall backwards and sort of hit their heads and wake up, and they're going to be at Lake Street Gymnasium for a different basketball game.
That's not where I want to wake up. So there's no game next week.
That's correct.
Why is that?
Next week is, I feel like it's an election, which, by the way, my very good friend Brian pointed out.
Today is an election.
Well, that was for District 34.
Yeah, it's not my district. You know who my congressman is?
Who's that?
Adam Schiff.
Oh, you got to get into that. I like that guy.
Love it. For those of you who don't.
Tally Levy Crouch is just she's a magnet. The ball goes right to her.
Yeah. Adam Schiff is the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee that has to deal with the just the wet sponge of Devin Nunes. Anyway, we talk politics sometimes here on Politics Shrimps Radio.
Here on Politics Shrimps Radio, it's the only place where you can get play-by-play from politics that are happening in and around your neighborhood. You know who's running for the 34th District?
Who?
For Congress? Yoli Flores.
Oh, well, okay. You know who's running? Maybe
that's a sign that I see in my neighborhood a lot.
Oh. You know who's going to run against Devin Nunes? George Takei.
Oh, sure.
That's awesome.
And this is just some of the free throw talk you can get. It's 6-2 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Hama Boogie's free throws were way off the mark there.
Well, it is the first game of the season. Maybe she's doing the Shaquille O'Neal thing that you talked about.
Playing herself into shape. Could happen.
Play into shape.
All right. Tally Levy Crouch will inbound the ball here to number 99, Jesse Thomas. Basketball is back, everyone. Spring has sprung. The Easter Bunny is hiding 2- and 3-pointers all around the gymnasium. All you got to do is find them.
Spring has sprung and Bing is bung. All right, I'm going to read one of our ads now.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that way we don't have to do just ads for the halftime.
A lot of times we run out of time.
We do.
So I'm going to leave you windows here. Ready? Stetton inbounds the ball to Jesse Thomas.
I'm not ready.
Okay, she put up a shot. It's no good. The 27 for the Clippers has it. She's driving hard. She will lay the ball up, and it does not go in. Big defense from the Shrimps. Balls go out of bounds off of the Shrimps. Nail Clippers have the ball down in their offensive end. Matt, take it away.
You know, MVMT watches pronounced movement was started by two broke college kids, not two broke girls from the hit CBS sitcom, but two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them.
Hama Boogie just blocked a shot, right, and then the rebound went to a nail clipper, and the ball went in, so it's 6-4. Take it.
Okay.
This is where you take it, Matt.
I know, but you really blew my momentum.
There were two broke girls. You made a joke about the thing.
Well, now I feel like there's some judgment.
But you're talking about
now. I feel less equipped to move on.
I feel like you're talking about Mayim Bialik and Kaylee Cuoco on Big Bang Theory.
No,
those are the two broke girls that you're referring to.
I'm talking about Kat Dennings and her friend, blonde Janessa. Look, it's time to move on. And speaking of move, how about movement watches? You know, those two guys doing that. That's how we started our podcast. We started small, we built a following, and we did it. They did it too. And I'll tell you what, they sent me one of these watches, and Mark, they sent you one too.
They sure did.
And these things go on your wrist.
They tell time.
They tell it like it is. They don't lie about time. If it's 2:15 and you say to your movement watch, "Hello, Rab. Could you tell me the time?" It's going to tell you true.
That's right. It's not going to talk to you. Like, let's get that one straight. Hama Boogie, brilliant rebound. No good.
It
still
6-4. It doesn't end there because they do this at an affordable rate.
How much would you pay for a watch? $2,000? Who are you?
Yeah.
John D. Rockefeller?
These start at just $95. They've got all kinds, too. Leather-banded ones, metal-banded ones. River water banded ones?
That's not true.
Just go to movementwatches.com/shrimps. That's MVMTwatches.com/shrimps and get 50% off today.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm thrilled about that discount, too. What happened?
Thomas did a amazing behind the back pass to Hama Boogie, who passed it out to Molly Hockey, who was left alone at the 3-point line. Nobody went and pestered her, and she just said, "You know what? I will shoot." And it went in. It's 9-4.
That's like the feeling I get when I order a movement watch at MVMTwatches.com/shrimps. You also get free shipping and free returns. 15% off. Join the movement today. Now back to Pistol Shrimps action.
Thomas has the ball. She's in trouble there. Okay. Hama Boogie has it. Passes to Hockey. Over to Blasucci. Blasucci into Lund.
Oh, Lund takes a shot. Oh, man, that was an over-the-head two-hander that went like a bullet, and I like the sauce on it.
Hockey takes a shot. It's off the mark. She couldn't do two in a row, but nice shot there from Lund. Nobody can do two in a row?
Nothing's ever been done twice in a row.
That's true.
Virtually impossible.
Even though people say that it's been done, it has not been done.
That's right.
Oh, Marie. Uh-oh. Oh, we're
bit
having
of a scuffle
little
on the ground here as Pistol Shrimps action comes back to California.
Where was it?
I don't know. Tonight is free lattice work day. If you come to any Pistol Shrimps game tonight, you get to take home a big 4x8 sheet of garden lattice. You know that wood shit you put up in your garden or like at the bottom of a porch if you live in the South where you drink tulips?
I used to call it vine X's.
Oh, that's pretty right on.
There's some free throws coming
right,
here
free
for the
throw
nail
action.
Clippers.
Here's the LA nail clippers.
It's very important that you don't do anything to distract the players.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm looking right in number 27's eyes.
Yeah, I do too.
We got some subs coming in here for the Clippers.
Yeah.
They would love to shoot the ball right now. 27 is just like, give me the goddamn ball and let me shoot it.
Yeah. Okay. We got to be real quiet here because she's looking right at us.
Yeah. That is up.
Didn't
no good.
It.
Rebound. On the boogie.
Back to Jessie Thomas. Jessie Thomas has control. She's going to decide what to do with it. And her decision is keep it for a while and then put it up in the basket. But it didn't come back in her arms. It's back into the possession of the LA Nipple Clippers.
You did it again. We're back in season one of this thing. The old Nipple Clippers.
Is that what?
You said that the first time we faced this team, Matt, and I'm glad we're back. Nothing's ever been done twice except for that.
But this time I said LA Nipple Crippers.
You had your nipples cripped lately?
Oh, God.
Shot from the Clippers, no good. It's out of bounds.
Like, I want to apologize because here we are basically watching a bunch of women run around, and it seems like a Freudian slip, but truly, it's just me not knowing how to use words. Like I would take that blame if that were the case. I'm like a movement watch. I tell the truth.
Errant pass here.
You know what else will make you tell the truth?
What's that?
Truth, sir. Bogalit!
Oh, come on.
You know the truth.
Tonight's game, of course, is also brought to you by Hammers. Hammers, nails' worst enemy.
I was just going to say nails' best enemy.
Best enemy?
Yeah.
Can you have a best enemy?
Yeah.
Is Batman's best enemy the Joker?
I think so.
Shot from Thomas at the 3-point line is no good. Three nail clippers need to get around here to get the rebound. That was crazy.
That's right. It's 9-4 with 2 minutes left on the clock, and this, the first half of the first game of the 50th season here at Pistol Shrimps Campson.
We're at North Weddington Gymnasium. This is the Monte Carlo of gymnasiums, I tell
now,
you what.
I gotta say.
That, it's like a number four here.
Yeah, because she received the pass and it kind of, hey.
Did you get yelled at just now?
No. Chris Winger said, Amanda, I love you.
Oh, I missed that.
But she caught the ball but kind of slipped out and she just did it like, oh, golly gee.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little like leprechaun dance and it was. I think that's the way you should play basketball. I really do. Lund puts it up.
Off
the rim.
It's no
good, but a valiant effort to be sure. Fast break here from the LA Nickel Lickers.
You better watch yourself, Matt. This is number one in the corner here. She's being pestered by all kinds of shrimps. Shot from the outside there.
Oh, that was an effortless ball by number 29, who not only it was nothing to put it up there and put it in, but even when she got the point, it was just like, well, no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. 9-6 here with about a minute left in the game.
That's the
half.
That's a professional basketball player there.
Thomas gets fouled here by number one on the Clippers, and the referee.
You get to read the next ad. Well,
referee Samuelson Crage calls it. I don't have. Where are they? Call that up, and then I'll get it to you.
Okay. All right. It's 30 seconds here left on the clock.
Inbound pass goes off of a nail clipper? No, that's off of a pistol shrimp. So now the nail clippers have the ball with about 20 seconds left here in the half. Intercepted pass, Jessie Thomas. She'll put up a layup, no good, but she's fouled.
Ain't going to happen. 11 seconds left. It's 9-6 here. Both of those might be prime numbers, but I've never understood what that is. So I don't know. Something you can't only divide it by itself? Is that what a prime number is?
Yes, it's divisible by one and itself.
Okay, well, neither of those are prime numbers. Great.
Thomas is going to do a free throw here after the buzzer.
It's no good, but listen, no we don't good. Have the LA United National Dancing Nations, but we do have an ad from Blue Apron. Mark, take it away.
Jessie Thomas just put in a basket, making the score at the half 10-6.
I love it.
Isn't this great?
This is a great way to start off the season.
Hey, everyone. Not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from.
Some of them are super ingredients.
Thankfully, for less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers delicious, quality food courtesy of over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. right to your door.
I'm incredible broccoli. You wouldn't like me when I'm stocky.
Supporting a more sustainable food system and setting the highest standards for ingredients. With Blue Apron's freshness guarantee, you can be sure that every ingredient in your delivery will arrive ready to cook, or they're going to make it right. They're going to come to your house with regular broccoli if you get this aggressive broccoli that Matt is talking about. They are the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. I got me some of them Blue Apron guys. I cooked them up.
We do it all the time. We did it last night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I got some coming tomorrow.
We got some chicken on a bed of lentils.
Yeah.
Picking up dough.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What did I... Oh, I did this... Oh, did you get... Oh, you don't do the vegetarian one. I did a vegetarian one because my wife don't eat the meat. And we did a little lentil thing. Oh,
well,
God.
Well, we
came with some naan.
Of all the things that, you know, besides Mac Weldon...
Yeah.
Blue Apron, man, we use that all the time. We love it. We love it.
Yeah, you just cook, and then you don't, like, I don't know how to cook.
I bet I could do this ad by memory. It's less than $10 per person per meal.
Yeah, well, what do you think some of the meals in April are going to be?
Chickadee China, a Chinese chicken.
Oh, and it's a Parmesan-crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli.
You move that just a little bit east,
yeah,
out of Western Europe.
Any other
Asia
dishes
minor,
that you have in,
you got
in
what
mind?
I'm talking about, yeah. Watermelon citrus blend.
That's
no. Okay.
I mean, are you talking about spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salata?
And then the other one is just Stouffer spaghetti and meatballs.
No. I think what you're talking about is sweet and sour salmon with bok choy carrot and ginger fried rice.
Is there any more?
There's one more.
A score bar.
Baby broccoli and fontina panini.
Same thing.
With hard boiled egg and arugula salad.
Arugula salad.
Arugula salad. Look, here's what you do. Go to blueapron.com and check out the menu. You get three free meals.
This is so worth
it.
Even
shipping.
If you cancel.
Go to blueapron.com/shrimps.
Get it.
It's fun to cook them. You're going to have a good time. Blueapron.com/shrimps.
What are you waiting for?
You ready for the tagline?
Yeah.
Blue Apron. A better way
league
to
basketball.
Cook. A better way
league
to cook.
To cook.
A better
a league of her
way
own.
To cook.
Rice Wars on Discovery Channel.
Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Cook. Well, it's back to Pistol Shrimp's action.
Your point leaders are who goddamn knows. We don't keep track of who scores baskets. We'd have to go back and listen to the podcast, count baskets for people, and let you know who scored a lot. I feel like Jessie Thomas scored.
She did. Molly did.
Molly's probably
did.
Your leader because she has 3 points.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a high-scoring affair, though. It's 10-6. That is a relatively low-scoring
game. A high-scoring affair starring Marlo Thomas.
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierced Brosnan.
Unfettered Brosnan.
Impaled Brosnan.
Tan Brosnan.
Dried out leather and then dyed Brosnan.
The team's giving us a hello there.
Hi, team.
They're feeling good. A lot of all
looking
smiles
good,
over there.
Looking good, feeling good.
Minute till the next half, Matt. What adjustments do you think the team has to make for things to go right?
I'd say their third and fourth vertebra could use a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
That's what I call chiropractor comedy, and I do this every Thursday at 11 a.m. down at Cornerstone Chiropractic.
You do chiropractic comedy at the chiropractors.
Yeah, so while the doctor's working on the patient, I stand in the corner of that little office with a mic, and there's a little back brick wall, and
okay.
I do just chiropractor comedy.
And then how quickly do they call security?
Well, just the one time pretty quickly, and then I've never been allowed back in. But I do this.
When you say that you do it, it implies that you do it on a regular basis.
Well, it's
but
my,
what
it's,
I'm
it's
getting
my
from you,
life's pursuit. It's what I do.
What I'm getting from you is that you've done it once, and you have never been back.
Technically, I haven't even done that because I never got as far. Like, I set up the mic and the brick, it's like a crate paper.
Like at night while no one was there?
No, that morning while a session was happening, and they ran me out pretty quickly.
So, and did you go back to get your belongings?
I couldn't. They wouldn't let me.
What do you think they did with all that stuff?
I don't know. But this is what I do. This is who I am. I'm a chiropractic comedy guy.
We're back here from the first half. Halftime is over, and now it's time for the second half. 20 minutes on the clock. 10-6 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. They've switched directions because it's only fair that one team gets to go east for a while than the other team does.
They're going north-south, buddy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I guess we're at North Weddington Gym. That's why they call it that, because the gym is north-south.
Yeah, it's impossible to go east or west here.
You
can only go north. The gym is vertical.
Thomas passes out to Hockey. Hockey with a shot off the rim. No good. Rebound 11 for the Nail Clippers. Oh, Matt.
Oh
boy.
No. Four-car pileup here.
Better call Dallas Raines with the Doppler 700
that guy,
traffic.
Man, that guy. If you don't live in Los Angeles, first of all.
He's a weatherman.
Good riddance, Jach. I have to take a few issues with you not returning your library books to my house. Anyway, we got this weatherman who every time he talks just flexes everything and then has this weird face and he dresses real, like too sharp.
Yeah, he does. Whoever's dressing him has got issues with problems.
I don't know why a weatherman at some point figured, like, I also have to be part clown.
Yeah. You know what? If you want to see an old picture of Dallas Raines, you can go to the car wash that's by where we live.
I grew up here. I remember what he looked like.
There's a headshot on the wall.
There's a headshot of Fritz Coleman, this upholsterer guy.
He's another weatherman, is he not?
Yeah, or Fred Rogan, actually, I think is who it was.
That's a sports guy.
Yeah, but they always did their commercials together. Anyway, this is why you tuned in.
It's a timeout here on the court, so we might as well talk about Los Angeles.
We're basically local broadcasters.
How about
too?
Johnny Mountain?
Do you think our headshots will be up in strange little taco bars and reefer palaces?
Mine already is up in a reefer palace.
You know what would be great is if I could get my black and white headshot up in a chiropractor office, specifically Cornerstone Chiropractic, where I started my career as a chiropractic comedian.
How's your career going?
It's great. It's great.
Do you have any dates you could plug or anything like that?
Yeah. I'm playing
Mendoza Chiropractic on Colorado Boulevard?
Yeah, I am. I'm also playing Lumbar Jill's this Saturday night.
Basketball's back. 33 will shoot for the Nail Clippers. It's off the side of the backboard. Jessie Thomas takes a little slip and slide there. 27 with the shot. It goes in. 10-8.
Now, I'd hate to see this has happened before where everybody gets a little rests on their laurels and then the other team catches up. They're only two basketball points behind right now.
Can you describe the origin of the phrase, rest on your laurels?
Yes, I can.
Shot from Thomas. Big time three-point attempt. No good. Mm. Guess who's on the floor? Ingrid Walla.
Back in the village of Gethsemane in Bible days,
mm-hmm.
It was mandated by Jesus, the Lord God below.
Are you talking about the Bible era or the festival Bible days?
The festival Bible days.
Yeah.
In 1956.
It's a long weekend.
That's right. There is a village where God, the Jesus Bible himself, says to the people, he says,
Free throws.
Every girl in this neighborhood has to be named Laurel.
Okay. Free throw is no good.
No good.
So then, all these laurels are around.
Yeah, and then if you do a lot of work and then you just want to coast for a while, then shall ye lay down the ladies of the village to make a bed of laurels, and there shall ye rest until the sunrise doth bleed a citrus yellow into the light of the Gorgonzola moon.
Okay, so that's where it comes from?
That's absolutely the truth, and that's just one of the jokes I'll be telling at Chiropractic Comedy Night this Wednesday at Slipped Discs.
Get your back cracked and your crack backed.
Yeah.
All right. Telly-Lovey Crouch will pass up to Walla. Walla shoots.
Oh,
in.
That's good for 2 points. It's now 14-8. The Shrimps have not rested on their laurels because they don't live in the Smurf village where every girl's named Laurel.
Oh, it's a Smurf Bible.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that.
It's the Smurf Bible.
Laurel Smurf.
In Gargamel chapter 3, verse 4, Azrael said to the cat women.
In Brainy Smurf 7.
That would be what the Bible would be, right?
They would be all the disciples, yeah.
Well, is Papa Smurf Jesus then? I guess he's the only one with a beard.
I think he's God.
You think he's God? So Gargamel's the devil.
Yeah.
And then Azrael is a Cerberus?
Gabriel?
He's a devil, right?
Well, wasn't Gabriel a fallen angel? I don't know. You know who
it's probably not an exact parallel if we're really going to get into it.
No, I'm sure it's there. Let's keep
yeah,
working.
Yeah, okay, so we'll Smurfette, let's go there.
She's Mary.
Mary. And then is somebody Joseph?
Yeah. Joseph Smurf.
Wait, so
you know, the founder of the Latter-day Saints?
Found the Smurf Bible under a stump?
Right in the middle of Missouri.
Shot from the Clippers. Fight. No good. You know who's got it? Molly Hawkey. She passes over to Walla. She passes over to little Jesse Thomas there.
Who's your favorite Smurf?
My favorite Smurf?
Will put it up, but think better of it. Pass to Tally, who will shoot. Rebounded by Hawkey, but off her fingertips to Stardust.
That's a fake last name.
Yeah, I think so. Now, Stardust, that's from a Star Wars movie.
Stardust?
Yep.
What movie? Turnaround jumper from LA 27. Clippers.
From Bo Gullet will know the truth.
Stardust is a film that my wife and I fight about.
Never seen it.
She thought it was great, and I thought it was fine.
What is it?
It's a science fiction romance.
Oh, is it the one with De Niro? That looked bad.
Walla just went down. She's fine. Look at that. She popped right back up.
Robert De Niro?
It is. Yeah. And he's so... It's like a spaceman from the Bronx. He doesn't even try to do
no,
another
there's
voice.
There's a movie I'd watch.
Hey, you guys gonna get these?
My power converters.
These ventilation point. Systems busting my balls.
A hyperdrive's got a coolant leak in it.
Are you gonna put in the coordinates? You're gonna sit there like a fucking idiot.
Bada bing, bzzing, bing, zing. Well, that's just one of the jokes I'll be doing at Chiropractic Comedy.
15-10.
Sometimes in chiropractic comedy, I do Bronx space jokes. Do you understand that?
I gotcha.
And what we're doing is a double feature of Gattaca and Sciatica.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio you're listening to, you maniac. Why are you listening? We don't really know. It's 15-10 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Let's assume no
Jesse
one's
Thomas.
Listening and just tell secrets we wouldn't want anyone to know.
That seems like a bad idea.
Oh,
Molly,
nice
here's
shot
a secret.
By Molly Hawkey.
Yeah, Molly Hawkey just scored. It's 17-10.
Yeah.
They've got the scoreboard pretty figured out, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Because now points are going up as soon as they're scored. Yeah. What secret were you going to tell?
That it isn't just chiropractic comedy I want to do. Sometimes I want to do Rolfing or deep tissue massage comedy.
You ever do any acupuncture stuff?
Oh, hell no, man. I don't touch this stuff. I don't work blue.
Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah. Stick a pin in me.
Cupping?
I get it.
You ever do cupping?
As a person or comedy?
Comedy.
Yeah, I have.
You'll do some cupping comedy?
Yeah, I will. Is that a cup in your pocket? Happy to see me.
I wouldn't. I mean, only if you've got to stretch into like a full hour of comedy should you be doing that.
It's not my area of expertise, Mark. Christ. Layup for the nipple clippers. God damn it.
So the ball just got stolen from Thomas, and she just gave up. She was like a deflated balloon wandering.
You're giving up? I don't mean to say that.
What, nipple clipper?
Mark, don't do acupuncture comedy.
Pass inside to Hanma Boogie. She puts it up for two.
Oh. 19-12 here with 12 minutes left on the old ticker. And by that, I mean there's a giant heart here above the gymnasium, just slathered up there with some kind of alien webbing.
The score is listed on the aorta.
None of us have thought to ask why or what that's doing here.
None of us have even really noticed it, to be honest. It just sort of blends in.
Mm-hmm. Quite a, I don't know, come on down. If you're into aliens or Stranger Things or...
I got a real
fast
beef.
Break for hockey.
I got a Stranger Things beef, Matt, if you're ready for it. Maybe we'll wait for a break in the action. Long shot from Thomas.
Oh, that'll be good for three right there.
That was from...
By the way, a real crowd showed up here.
Yeah, we got quite the group of people here.
That's right. What were you going to say? You got a beef with Stranger
Things.
We
got a timeout here, Matt. Right. So I've been watching some television, and there's a commercial right out right now for Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
It's a Ferris Bueller tribute.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Ferris. It's not Ferris. And he's kissing Sloane.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to go. And then he runs through the neighborhood, just like in the movie.
Yeah.
Bounces on the trampoline. Yep. Grabs the beer from the guy barbecuing.
Uh-huh.
He's running along a car.
Yeah.
Cameoed by Cameron.
The real guy?
Yeah.
Alan Ruck. Yeah.
Rather than Ferris's dad, it's Alan Ruck driving the car.
Nice.
And then he gets home and he goes to get the key and the Domino's delivery person is there.
Okay.
So it's a little clever-ish thing. You know who's playing Ferris? Fucking Steve from Stranger Things.
I could see that, I guess.
No.
Well,
no.
Who? All right.
I want a no-name.
All right, Mr. Okay.
I just was like, why is Steve from Stranger Things dressed like Ferris Bueller?
Why is Alan Ruck playing the dad? Because, Mark, chiropractic comedy.
I guess I just needed an adjustment, Matt, and I'm glad you could give it to me.
You ever seen The Adjustment Bureau? That's a whole movie about chiropractic.
I have not seen it.
I haven't either. But you know, we should talk about what we both really liked recently.
What's that?
Big Little Lies.
Oh, boy.
God, that was good.
Look, I can't grow a beard. Adam Scott, you're my goddamn hero. That was a hell of a beard.
Really?
He grows a thick, bushy beard.
Yeah.
And then he's got his living room desk. Trying to talk my wife into that, among other things.
That's funny you should mention that because Maria was over and Amanda, they were just talking about how that was bothersome to them.
It was bothersome to me too, but I want it.
They just found him to be a little always there. I think that made sense to me, but man, what a good show.
And what?
Check it out on your local networks.
Here's why I think the show is great. By the way, the rebound just happened from the Pistol Shrimp, so they have the ball, and it's 22-12. Pass to Hawkeye.
Wow, that was a hook throw.
She's going to take a shot, is she? Yeah, there it is. The shot from Thomas is nothing but net.
This is nothing but a Pistol Shrimp's victory. There's 11 minutes left. Sure, anything could happen, but what are we, in a Trump administration?
Yeah, we are.
What?
It's 24-12 in favor of the Trumps. Matt,
yes.
I can't believe this hasn't happened on a show before. The show Big Little Lies, if you haven't watched it, it's a whodunit, but you know that it's been done the whole time.
Oh, that's been done in movies before.
I'm sure it has. Yeah. But just I found it to be very clever.
Yeah, it's a great story. Did you read any? All right, keep it down. Did you read any articles about the differences between the book and the show?
Just the Australia thing. Yeah. But there's the book's based
some
in
other
Australia.
Differences. We won't go into it here because, of course, this is a spoiler-free zone here.
Right. And this is a basketball time.
It's also a basketball game, so you don't expect to hear spoilers for Big Little Lies.
Would you like to spoil...
Little Big Lies or Little Big Truths. Or large...
Number four, we'll shoot a free throw here, and it's off the mark. No good. Matt, you know, yeah. I'd like to spoil John Wick 2 for you.
I already seen it.
Here's how you spoil John Wick 2. You drink a lot of beer beforehand, and you get so drunk that you can't stay for the whole movie, and you have to leave.
I'll spoil it. Why don't you play a first-person shooter? That's the movie.
I didn't even make it that far. Thomas, long pass. That's going
to
come.
It's coming right to us. Molly
Hockey gets it.
Molly.
This is a new era for the Pistol Shrimps. These long passes are fun as hell.
And all these gals are having fun. They got smiles on their faces. Look, Amanda's got her shorts pulled up all the way to her shoulders.
Matt, I think that this is, if I had a suggestion for the coaches who I know listen to this the second, what just happened?
Well, Amanda's the only one with her shirt tucked in, and her shorts are pulled up so high.
They're covering her number.
I'm no kidding. It looks like she's little zero because the whole lower hook of her nine is tucked in.
Way off the mark with the shot here by the Clippers, but they'll take another shot at it here.
Oh, that's my girl.
Well, Matt, I feel like... this long pass stuff that they're just unveiling tonight.
Yeah.
Now the Chicago Bulls just showed up for their game at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the Shrimps should lay off of this stuff can use it again. Because they're going to do it again. Yeah. She's going to do it again right here.
But I also feel like they found this in the moment. Is this a coach thing, you think?
I don't know. Thomas draws a double team, and they can get open. The rest of the team can just run down the court.
Wow.
Ooh. Look like a little knee to the gut going on.
Yeah.
You ever get a knee to the gut at the chiropractor's office?
Yeah, sure have. That's what happened when I went in and tried to do my chiropractic comedy. Pass in to Jesse Thomas. Jesse goes around the outside, tries to lay it up, but it ends up back in the hands of her own self.
Ooh, Thomas' shot gets blocked.
Oh.
There's a lot of action going on.
Man.
Oh, man is right.
Oh, boy. She helps the girl that she kind of knocked down up, but slightly begrudgingly.
It's 24-16. There's about 8 minutes on the clock here, Matt.
It is the year 24-16, and Bronxman will come in and take a look at your hydro spanners.
Hey, who the fuck was been doing with these things? Matt.
Yeah?
I'm running out of gas.
Well, we still got 7 minutes and 45 minutes left. 7 hours and 41 minutes left on the clock. Am I reading that right?
7 minutes, 35 seconds.
All right.
What in the name of Don Cheadle's wrong beetle are we going to do for the rest of the time here?
What in the name of Don Cheadle's dong beetle? Well... what are you going to do? What are you going to do tonight, Mark?
I'm going to call this basketball game.
But after?
Afterwards? I got to be honest with you, Matt. I've been doing a little wake up early workout business
this last couple of
weeks here.
Yeah.
So it's tough because I get up at about 5:30, go work out.
Do you go to the gym?
I am going to a gym.
What gym are you going to?
Do you want me to buzz market this gym?
Well, I mean, is it in your neighborhood?
It's in Pasadena.
Is it the Equinox?
No.
What?
It's just a little...
I don't go to any gyms, but Amanda goes to that one.
She goes to Equinox?
Yeah. Well, I said Equinox, so let's keep style guide and consistent here. Jesse Thomas with the free throw.
No good. No. Somebody whooped in the crowd, and that was bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would do that. It seems like a real amateur move.
Mm.
It's just a real dick move. But nobody seems to care. Referee dick moves... we'll take the ball.
Working on my dick moves.
There we go.
Try to lose the awkward teenage blues.
Oh, boy. 27 just put in some points, Matt, and got fouled. This is not good. It's 24-16. This game is not over.
It's the year 24-16, and the game is not over. The polar ice caps have melted.
Oh, no.
And a man with gills has a bit of a weird samurai ponytail and likes to ride on a trash windsurf.
because smokers go play golf. Excuse me.
Folks, come on out to Universal Studios Hollywood and see the Waterworld Stunt Spectacular.
Oh,
the
man,
only show
so
with a guy in a bald cap that gets lit on fire and thrown off of a 30-foot platform.
That's right.
Hama Boogie's going to shoot free throws. They're doing hack-a-boogie here.
Hack-a-boogie. Dr. Hack-a-bushy? Dr. Hack-a-puss?
I've been going to the... well, let's let her shoot this free throw and make it. Right
yes.
in there. 25, 19.
No rim. No rim. All net. Alquanet. Did you ever use that?
I liked
big
that
when I was in junior high.
Aquanet. I never used Aquanet. I liked that kangaroo stuff. The Aussie.
Oh, I still use that.
That was
it
good.
Smells
stuff.
Like grapes.
Yeah, it does have a good smell.
You got a hair on your microphone. Let me
I
get
do?
That off of there.
It's not
you.
Mine. Yeah. 5 minutes left in the game. Oh, Thomas has the ball.
Jesse O. Thomas. And
happy St.
People.
Patrick's Day, everyone. 3-point shot attempt. No good.
Oh,
rebound.
Rebounded by Mabugs. Puts it over to Blasuch. Into Stetton, who puts it up for 2 American basketball points. Redeemable at any Walmart, Lawn Chairs R Us, or Poke Around and see what you can buy.
A big fist bump there from Coach Busy. He gave a big, like, argh!
Yeah.
Feeling he was very good. Happy there
feeling
that Stetton
good.
Put in those points. The swarm of defense comes, but it's a 3-point shot attempt from the Nail Clippers. No good. Rebound by Blasucci, who passes over to Thomas. Thomas is going to dish here to
back
Stetton.
Back to Stetton again, who will put it up.
A little short.
Time. No, it's 28-19. The year is 28-19. The polar ice caps have refrozen, and a man with ice gills comes forward with a ponytail, but it's 2 of them, and they're his eyebrows, and they just hang down in front of his eyes, and they go back and forth so much that he hypnotizes himself, and he's frozen in the ice until the year 3820, when the polar ice caps have melted, and a gill man with a samurai ponytail rides on a trash surf to realize his dream of becoming a chiropractic comedian.
Folks, there's about 3:30 left in the game. No game next week. We've got a game. I believe there's an election here in Los Angeles, and I think that that's true.
There's also some goddamn flies in this gym.
Yeah,
you
well,
that?
I last game we did, we got some cookies, and I just left them here.
Ugh.
So they've just been decaying for 7 months.
Subbing out, Maria and Amanda. Hey, let's talk about Amanda's brilliant podcast that both you and I worked on.
Oh, buddy, is it fun.
Boy, she put together something that, look, if you're not listening to The Complete Joy, and I'm not saying this because it's good. I'm saying this because she's my fiance. Go to the Howl or Stitcher Premium Network. You can get a free trial using the promo code COMPLETE. And this is not even an ad.
No, this is just pure, is honest, go too, get some audio content that's
so
fun.
It's so good. It's so good. Go get it.
Hanma Boogie puts up a shot. It's no good. The rebound gets gotten by the Nail Clippers.
It does get gotten. Uh-oh, wow. That was a bit of a thing that I couldn't even describe to you. So why don't you come on down to the game, get in a time machine and take yesterday poopy.
You can get down here for the last 2 minutes of the game so that we don't have to talk about the game anymore.
Yeah.
Free throw by 33 is off the mark.
Could
so that's,
all of our listeners come to one game so we could have the night off?
Would that kill you?
And then you guys podcast it, but individually, and we'll listen to every single one.
And that's how we'll figure out which one of these will go onto the podcast waves. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Nail Clippers. Had some defense. Oh. Stetton with the ball. Tally Levy Crouch gets it. Passes to Hockey. Hockey's getting pestered.
Mark, we got? Feel this knot in my shoulder. Feel it.
I'm not going to touch that because I feel like you're just going to do chiropractic comedy.
Just got a free massage.
Oh, you son
just
of a bitch.
Just got a free massage. Come on down to Rib Ticklers, but the ribs that are on your back. And that's the full name of this bar and grill.
It's a bar and grill?
Yeah.
And you get a massage?
Well, they serve ribs. And French ticklers.
Why are the French the only ones that get to tickle? That's really what I want.
They could use a good laugh. What a dour bunch of people. My God, you got a tower. What more do you want? Eat your duck liver and have a snail suck and go to get off the sign.
Yeah, we get it. You do art.
We get it. You got a painting that's a lot smaller than you think of a lady who won't commit to a smile. Sounds a lot like you people. Trying too much?
Hockey has the ball. She'll pass over to Hanma Boogie. Hanma Boogie to Stetton. Stetton passes over to Jesse Thomas. That pass is intercepted. Oh, I can't believe you faked me into giving you what you called a massage, what I would call just a sort of gentle touch.
Well, what you call hell, Rambo calls home. Let me tell you what I was watching before I got here. I was watching the new Rambo.
Oh, no. Thomas scores 30-20.
That movie's crazy. It's basically like one of those shitty Christian movies, but ultra, like, throwing babies in a fire violent.
That doesn't sound so great.
No, it's awful.
Oh, 33 responds for the Nail Clippers. It's 30-23 with about 30 seconds left.
All the same, go home and Showtime Unlimited and put it on.
Matt, I love how you're just, like, talking Showtime. This game is coming down to it here. I
24
think
seconds left.
It.
It's 30-23. It's the year 30-23, the year the Shrimps took victory.
It's the year 32-23.
Molly Hockey is on fire tonight.
Well,
tonight,
Matt.
Tonight.
Whoa. I feel like
right.
Don't score here, Nail Clippers. You're not allowed to score.
It's not going
to
happen.
You're not allowed to score.
Because you want that palindrome score? Is
we're
that
ending with
after?
A palindrome tonight, people.
That's right. 32-23.
Your winners, Pistol Shrimps, 32. Your runners-up, the Nail Clippers, 23. There's no real runner-up here, though.
Well.
Either win or you lose, pretty
there's
much.
There's an also shot a basket. But look, this is the first game of this, the 2017 Pistol Shrimps opening season game. And the
Shrimps
have emerged victorious. They're going to do their lineup, high fives, eat a bunch of orange wedges and Capri Suns.
Maybe head to the pizzeria for a little pitcher of beer and
we're
a little
go to
pizza.
Shakey's because it's almost Melissa Stetton's birthday
well,
and she'll get
right.
her name on the marquee. It's very exciting.
Nice high fives from each team as we wrap it up here from North Weddington Basketball Zone.
That's right. I think we'll probably get to talk to Captain Blasucci at some point. I know she likes to come over and just spout platitudes. I will say this.
Maybe something's changed with her this
here
year.
Here we go. Here
you
we
know?
Go. Nope. Something's.
You think it'll be
yeah,
the
she's
same?
She's heading this way. We're going to talk to Captain Blasucci here.
Here she comes. Maria, why don't you come on over here? Pistol Shrimps are back. The season has begun, and you've started off with a victory. Talk about what happened out there on the court.
Well, Mark, it was a crazy game out there. We started off just with our heads in the game, and, you know, it paid off in the end.
Big victory here, 32. Yeah, I would say player of the game, Molly Hockey. Big scores, big defense, just all-around great play from Hockey.
Absolutely, Mark. I think everyone went out there and did their best. You know, we haven't been playing in a couple months, and we just had to get on the court and do our best. You know, we got a lot of people counting on us. And, you know, we did it for the fans. We did it for the love of the game, and we did it because we have to bring that W home to the Shrimp Palace.
Yeah, so now we had some off time.
Hold on, Mark. You're just going to let her get away with this?
Can I finish? Molly had some time off here. I was talking Molly. This is Maria. Maria.
Absolutely.
You've had a few months off here. What do you like to do with the new year? Did you have any sort of New Year's resolutions? Did you have any? It's been since December that we've talked to you, I believe. So what have you done over the last few months to just sort of
thanks so much,
pass
guys.
The
I gotta
time?
Go. Coach is calling, but thanks so much, guys.
Oh, Mark, you softballed her like Hannity to Trump.
Well, folks, no game next week.
That's right.
Right, Matt? But let me just check
but
the old schedule.
8 games the week after.
And they're all in a row.
8 games a week. Ooh, I need your points, babe. Yes,
see them
you know
all the
it's
time.
True. Hope you need my points, babe.
So, folks, if you want to see the Pistol Shrimps in person, your next opportunity is going to be at Pan Pacific
God.
South.
God. Damn.
Right there by 3rd and Fairfax. Matt's
what
least
time?
Favorite gym. It's at 8 o'clock, so that's a little more reasonable.
But then I get home late.
Oh, no. I have to talk about basketball barely for an hour and then get home at 9:30.
But like the later I start a program, the sooner I'm going to fall asleep in it.
All right, Matt. Look. I don't think these are problems people need to hear about. I do want to give a very special thank you to Mr. Dan Engler. He made this little Twitter banner for us.
Oh,
so
thanks,
if you go
Dan.
To the Pistol Shrimps Twitter page, you'll see the entire schedule for the season. And that's a graphic provided by Dan Engler, America's guy who makes this thing.
Dan Engler, America's Dan Amergler. Did you get that?
Matt, we've got that's Jesse Thomas bit. Down here on the floor.
JT.
She's got
hey
the
guys,
mic.
Hey, guys, what's up?
How was the game tonight?
Amazing. We won our first game.
Feels good?
Yeah, I just wanted to come tell you guys I'm proud of you.
We're proud of you too, Jesse.
Real proud. Plus, we got a birthday girl here, Melissa Stetlers of Catan. How do you feel about tonight's victory?
We ride together, we die together. Pistol Shrimps for life.
Wow.
There you have
succinct
it.
Succinct and perfect.
It's that simple. Well, kicking off the season is what I like to do. I like to do it with someone beside me, and that's Mark McConvu.
God, it looks like you murdered someone and the blood is still on your fingernails. That's what it really looks like to me. Like dried, blackened blood.
I got a lot of wood stain on my hands right now. It takes so long to get this off. It was either clean hands or no pistol shrimps.
Well, I'm glad you
but
chose
I even showered.
This.
That's how much I couldn't get this off.
I feel like I'm having deja vu right now.
Deja vu.
That's French and it's fun.
It's not fun. Deja vu is not fun. What
it's
if you
great.
Have deja vu about a murder you committed for sure, Matt?
You mean like the dream I keep having?
You're just a dream I keep having. Bum, bum, bum.
Well, folks, we love you. And basketball's great. And we're going to be just ready for more of this.
So we got 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
And that's what, April
20th? That's April 18th.
19th.
18th. Do you want me to go over all of this with you?
And right then now? That's. And then.
Okay, April 18th.
Yeah.
Then April 25th.
Yeah.
Then May 2nd.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Passover next week. That's why there's no game.
Oh, way to go, Jesus.
You're going to insert that Letterman joke?
Isn't that a Letterman joke?
The Passover? Something about they passed him over to be. Never mind.
Yeah, well, that's not chiropractic comedy. So.
No, it isn't.
No.
Then May 9th, there's no game.
Okay.
So there's a game every Tuesday except April 11th and May 9th. That's easier to remember.
All right.
And the last game will be June 20th. That seems like a lifetime away.
Does it?
Yeah. I know it isn't.
No.
But it seems like
it's not. And then school's out for summer. Everybody's going to be surfing no matter where you live.
Yep.
Bye, Tally. Good game.
Great job. All right, Matt.
All right, let's wrap this up.
At this point, we're just spinning wheels. What else do we need to know? Anything else? Follow us on the Twitter. We have an email address, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. You send an email to us. I'll read it, and maybe I'll forward it to Matt. I don't think you read those.
I read what you forward to me. I allow you to
I pretty
curate.
Much forward you everything.
Do
so
you really?
Yeah, I think yeah, pretty much.
DJ Biz, how do you feel about tonight's Vic?
Fantastic. Coming
good
back
job.
To the 2007, it is 2017, yeah?
Yeah.
2017 season.
I saw a solid good. Fist pump from you
yeah,
and Stetton.
I was
yeah.
giving the girls
is that what that is?
Do you know how I know it's 2017? I have a little mnemonic.
I can't wait to hear it.
It goes like this. It's 2017. The polar ice caps have melted.
Folks, you've listened to Pistol Shrimps Radio.
A man with a ponytail for an eye. And now this guy's different than one with eyebrow ponytails. This guy just has one ponytail sticking out of an eye socket.
All right.
And he braids it. And then that's Waterworld. Trust me. Now give me $200 million to make this thing.
Who's in it?
Kevin Kopsner.
I'm in.
Gene Triplehorn and Khaki Double Flute.
All right, that's, come on. The other game's starting. We need to get out of here.
All right, let's do it. My name's Matt Gourley.
And I'm Jarsh, the wheelbarrow kid.
Ball gullet will know the truth.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.